listener production.
Hello, I'm Cherie Coleman and welcome to Mid-North Coast Local News. Very wet across the coast today, heading for tops of 20 degrees in Coffs and 19 in Port. Making news today, Wednesday, July 6. What we can expect as the heavy rain continues, a distressing find after a house fire at Bonville, and concerned farmers call for a biosecurity boost. Emergency services across the mid-north coast are on high alert with more heavy rainfall expected today and the entire region already on flood watch. We are expecting minor flooding in the Bellinger River at Thora and Bellingen today, with levels in the Coffs Creek having already peaked below the minor flood level overnight. A severe weather warning for heavy rainfall remains in place across the entire region. There's also a gale warning and hazardous surf warning for the Macquarie Coast. James Taylor from the Weather Bureau says we've already seen some massive totals around the Coffs Coast since 9 a.m. yesterday.
North Bonville, 193 millimetres just around that Coffs Harbour area is probably getting the highest rainfall. Coffs Harbour, 176. Bellingen, 172. So, yeah, some pretty significant rainfall there. And what we're seeing on the radar is just that rain streaming into the central part of the mid-north coast at the moment.
Meantime, the flooding crisis continues to our south. The State Emergency Service in New South Wales receiving more than 1,200 calls for assistance overnight, mostly from people who've tried to drive through flood water.
So we're still asking people never to drive through flood water because it puts our volunteers at risk. Since the event began last week, we've responded to close to 6,500 requests for assistance.
Spokesperson Andrea Cantle there. A heads up, some might find this next story distressing. Four puppies have died and a hydroponic cannabis crop's been uncovered after a home caught fire south of Coffs Harbour. Emergency crews were called to a granny flat at Bonville yesterday afternoon and found a building alight. A 27-year-old man was injured as he tried to rescue six husky puppies trapped in the burning building. He managed to get two out. He was taken to Coffs Hospital after suffering burns to his face and arms. Inquiries are continuing. Coffs athletes are welcoming news of further funding to upgrade the Sports Central facility. The state government's poured an additional $1.1 million into the project, which will include construction of a brand new indoor basketball court. Local MP Gurmesh Singh says it's terrific news for the community.
Facility upgrade will allow us to hold basketball tournaments at a much higher level than what we've previously been able to hold. And I think that's really important for a tourist town like Coffs Harbour.
New South Wales Farmers wants to see authorities bolster our biosecurity protocol off the back of another incursion threatening our agriculture sector. This year alone, we've seen the presence of the capra beetle, Japanese encephalitis, and now the varroa mite. The group's concerned if more isn't done, an outbreak of foot and mouth or lumpy skin disease, as seen in Indonesia, could wipe out our beef industry for years. Having a look at sport now, in soccer, Boambi will be hoping to carry on their winning form against MV Rangers in the Women's Coastal League One comp. They kept Coffs United scoreless in a 1-0 defeat last week and will be wanting to bank another shutout performance for round 13. That's all for this episode of Mid-North Coast Local News, but if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at nswlocalnews@sca.com.au. And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app.
Listener.